All right, sit down, grab a snack, finish what you're doing. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. Episode 21, Inexpensive Christmas Gifts. Hello and welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, the podcast for the off-roader with the short attention span. I'm your host, Nikki G. I'm here to entertain, delight, titillate, if that's a word, and whatever else I can do about anything off-road for about the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? Well, that's about all the attention span I have. All right. So with Thanksgiving over and Christmas right around the corner, I see a lot of YouTubers and G people putting out on social media their like top 10 Christmas gift ideas, and they're great ideas. They're great videos and podcasts and all kinds. It's great idea, and more ideas floating out there, more ideas people get, if that makes sense. But I think they're great, but a lot of them go for, you know, the top 10 gifts to get your off-roader, and they go for the high dollar items, like I wouldn't say high dollars, but like air compressors and bumpers and blah 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 blah. So I'm gonna put out a Christmas list. I'm gonna try to call it the 12 days of Christmas, because I'm gonna try to I guess if I spread this out in 12 podcasts, it'll probably be done by July. What I'm going to do, I'm going to call it the 12 Days of Christmas. And I'm going to come up with a bunch of ideas for off-roaders. And they're going to be relatively inexpensive. I'm going to shoot for like about under $20. But these are going to be about between $20 and $50. And they're going to be gifts that you kind of make yourself. So it's like a homemade gift for the off-road Jeeper. And it's every. And I know it's all this is stuff I would appreciate getting. Okay, so the first thing I want to say is ammo cans. Go to Walmart or an Army Navy supply store, military surplus store, or even a hunting goods store. And you can get a 50 millimeter ammo can. And they run about $15. But a lot of this stuff, they can be put in a shoebox. Or you can go to a dollar store and get one of those dollar store plastic shoe boxes. But the ammo can makes it more manly, but it brings the price up. And girls out there, ladies, believe me, you can't go wrong buying your guy an ammo can. For some reason, we love ammo cans. All right, so first thing I want to talk about is a first aid kit. And you can go to eBay or Amazon and you can buy a Molly Pouch first aid kit bag, which is about the right size for a first aid kit. They're about $15. And then you put in your items in it as you need. But even if you don't have the first aid bag, just putting it in anything that'll hold it in, like a box or and even an ammo can. Ammo can's a little too big for a first aid kit, but it works. But the Molly Pouch bag is the way to go. Next to ammo cans, us guys, we really dig Molly Pouches. Or pouches. So in your first aid kit, you want to get adhesive tape, which is, you know, medical supply tape, gauze pads, band-aids, of course, various sizes, pain relievers, like some Tylenol or Advil or aspirin or ibuprofen or whatever, just some pain pills. Of course, Neosporin. Moleskin, and if you don't know what moleskin is, it's like this thick, foamy stuff that you put on your feet on blisters, and it kind of protects you from, when you have a blister on your foot, it protects you from the shoe. Moleskin's always good to have. Scissors, tweezers, and then some burn and insect pain spray. I guess that's what you call it, or some burn cream. Of course, antiseptic wipes, like an alcohol wipe, whatever. And tampons. And don't laugh, this is not for you ladies. A tampon is great for a puncture wound. If if you like poke yourself with a screwdriver, you get stabbed by a stick or whatever stupid stuff us guys do out there in the woods. If you have a puncture wound, tampon is great. You stick it in the wound, pull the string, and boom. In an emergency situation, a couple of tampons is great to have. So along with the first aid kit, I have what I call a go bag, which is personal items that you use that, you know, doesn't fall under first aid. So what I have in my go bag is I have Band-Aids in there because this way I don't have to break open my first aid kit. I can just grab a few Band-Aids out of my go bag. But I have Band-Aids in it, some aspirin, some Tums or antacid, some Imodium AD, and you guys know what that's for, some sunscreen, and insect repellent. And I also have some hand sanitizer and some baby wipes and some toilet paper. Doesn't have to be a whole roll, but if you could fit a whole roll in there, that'd be great. And then a small trowel or a shovel. And that's to bury what goes in the toilet paper. And also some plastic bags in case you don't want to bury it. I know Tread Lightly says if you bring it in, pack it out. I draw the line on human waste. I've seen animals out in the woods. I've never seen any of them carrying a bag of poop. So if you bury your poop, I think that's good enough. But, you know, it's kind of a disgusting thought. But anyhow. All right. So next on my list, I have what I call a walkout bag. And that's like, oh shit, in case of emergency, you have to abandon your vehicle and walk out of the woods. So I have three or four of those Mylar blankets, and you can get these on eBay for about $1 a piece, and rain ponchos. You get those at the dollar store for, I think it's two or three for a dollar. You just throw a couple of those in there. Okay, a cigarette lighter in case you have to start a fire, a compass, and then a little 50-foot roll of paracord, a small rope if you got people don't know. Then a flint and steel in case your lighter doesn't work. You want to have a backup to start a fire. Okay, a paper map would also be helpful, but that's kind of hard to plan ahead for. But pencils, and you don't want a pen, you don't want a marker, because pens dry out, markers dry out. A pencil always writes. You just sharpen a pencil and it's good to go. Then a highlighter too, but pencil's the backup for the highlighter. And a knife. And then it also doesn't hurt to have a water filter. It's like a Sawyer. I like to have the Sawyer Mini, and it's a way to filter water. Most of the water in North America, fresh water, has microbes in it. That doesn't kill you, but it might give you a bellyache. So water filter is important. And if you have to walk out and you're carrying water and you run out of water, if you have a water filter, it's great to have a nice drink when you need it. All right, I'm about out of time. Thank you for tuning in. You can catch the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Podbean, Apple Podcast, and Google Play. And I'm not going to use my joke that I use all the time. I'm just going to keep it nice and sweet. You can contact the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. That's 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. You know, also catch us on the all the social media. We're on Facebook, although I'm not that active on it. Instagram, again, I'm not that active on it, but I do post on it, and I look for replies. And of course the Twitter, but not on TikTok, because TikTok is just weird and strange to me. All right. Until next time, this is Nikki G saying wheel what you got and be happy.